deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Gavin Newsom is in trouble. The only chance he has is to get bailed out by Trump, I suppose. Mel Gibson calls out Gavin Newsom. He wants to do the Maui plan here. Mel Gibson, should he run for... Mel. Calling out Gavin Newsom, calling out how they burn these cities and then fill it with low-income housing, all the corruption. And then there's Spencer Pratt, who continues to be all over his ass, and he just got the documents that proved Gavin Newsom lied. Listen to this in clip 7.
Oh, we got Newsom. We got him. We sent a PRA request to the state of California asking for documents to support governor's claim that he had pre-positioned 110 engines in Southern California in the days prior to the Palisades fire. We just received the state's production, and not surprisingly, Gavin lied. And according to the documents at the governor's Office of Emergency Services, pre-positioned 45 engines and 3 hand crews January 5th to Southern California. All caps. None of them were sent to Pacific Palisades. In fact, the closest resources were sent to Santa Clarita, over an hour away from the Palisades. This evidence supports our claim against the state of California.
So Spencer Pratt has them buried on this. Now, if anybody takes action, I suppose it's another story, but he's caught him, folks. He's caught him bad. It's so corrupt what happened there. People need to be arrested. It's the same story. People need to be arrested, and they never get arrested. Now, Gavin Newsom, however, is talking about gerrymandering California to try to balance out the redistricting happening in Texas here in clip 6.
How far are you willing to go to stop Trump from stealing the midterms?
What's so interesting about how blue that is, that was done by an independent redistricting commission. That's the difference. We tried to play by a higher value system. It's about formal authority. It's also about moral authority. We tried to do both and.
Yeah.
I've long supported independent redistricting. I can't stand these gerrymandered districts. I can't stand the fact that we're trying to find, everything about gerrymandering needs to be addressed nationally.
Yep.
And I now realize that as a promoter to do it at the state level, I thought other states would follow suit because it was the right thing to do. They didn't.
No.
And so we've unilaterally disarmed. Democrats can't just sit there and act taller than thou. And
well, of course,
democracy.
This is all disingenuous because the Democrats are the ones that did the gerrymandering in the name of fighting racism, right? But now they're pissed that the Republicans are setting it straight and they know that it's going to cost them House seats. But, you know, it's funny. I watched that interview. It reminds me of Vincent O'Shaughnessy, great comedian from Valuetainment, who once did a great Gavin Newsom impression like this in clip 5.
Governor Newsom, wildfires have destroyed millions of acres of the state, displaced countless amounts of family. Do you take responsibility for any of this, and is there anything more you think you could have done?
Not really. I think these fires were very devastating. I think the full scope of what actually has happened, we're not there yet. Okay, these people's houses are just destroyed. People are suffering. People are sad. But we're Californians. We're going to push through. We're going to push through. And where we're going, the vision is 10 times bigger than anybody else can even imagine.
Former President Trump has recently criticized your leadership, saying that you failed California. What's your response to him, and what does the future of California look like?
To be honest with you, I try to block that rhetoric, because the words that come out of his mouth, all the words out of his lips, they don't mean anything to me. He needs to use these more, because the future of California is bright. It's so bright. When you really try to look at it, I mean, really, really look at how bright it is, you're going to need shades to live in California 24 hours a day.
Critics are saying that you're all hand gestures and no action. What's your response to that?
I think people are wrong. Okay, they need to wake up. I speak with passion. I speak with fire, no pun intended. And I feel if I use my hands a lot, people won't be focused on the lies that are coming out of my mouth, because I lie a lot. So I want to distract them with my hands.
Interesting. Wait.
What?
Where'd my gum go?
To be honest with you, I have no idea. Would you look at that? You know what? This gum is just like California. It's sticky, it's resilient, and it'll bounce back.
You're a scumbag.
Vincent O'Shaughnessy. Always hilarious.
For a limited time, you can get this limited edition Murdered Out InfoWars shirt at thealexjonesstore.com with the American flag on the shoulder. It's historic, and it funds the operation. We've got other cool shirts that just came in as well. The new Liberty Bell 1776 Declaration of Independence shirt is out. It's limited edition, and it's got my signature on the back. That really triggers libtards. And then there's this limited edition. I weaponized the American people. It was actually you weaponized them, and we're winning. Get it all now at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
Our political elite want nothing more than for you to be ignorant, deceived, censored, silenced, and rendered useless. But Brainforce Ultra is a great way to fight back, because staying sharp is part of winning the InfoWar. Not only will this product keep you sharp, but it will also keep InfoWars broadcasting the truth worldwide. We all know that InfoWars has been under relentless attack for years. That's why it's more important now than ever, in this most pivotal time in our nation's history, that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Brainforce Ultra.
Note to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £50 per person. That's £200 off for a family of four.
This is the new Trump administration ad.
Right now, with Jet 2 holidays.
Deporting all the illegal aliens there, the criminal ones. And they are definitely getting the criminals out. I mean, that is undeniable. It's actually unreal that these people are even here to begin with. Now, there's a judge, of course. Here we go again. Another Obama judge. Judge Cobb has blocked the Trump administration's use of summary deportation for those who had previously been paroled into the United States, and warns that the tactics used by the administration are beginning to resemble the countries these people fled. Well, that's ironic. Because we actually pay these countries in foreign aid so that they can fix their system, so that they don't send people here, but then we pay them in the foreign aid, they steal the money, and then send their people here, and we pay for them again. My God. You know, this is why I get so frustrated. It's really simple, actually. Everybody should be able to understand this. This isn't some complex geopolitical issue. This isn't some complex deep state issue. This isn't some historical context. This is just basic, simple understanding stuff, folks. Do you want more money? Is anybody going to say no? That's what I'm saying. Every American is getting robbed every day by our government. You are being robbed. I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care what color your religious affiliation is. I don't care what school you go to. I don't care how tall you are. You are being robbed by your government, like badly robbed. Let me just give you the two most egregious examples. I just did one of them. The foreign aid we send all over the world so that these countries can fix their infrastructure and have a democracy. They don't do either. And then they send asylum seekers and refugees here to our country. So we pay their country not to send them here. They send them here anyway, and then we pay for them once they come here. Why are we doing this? Why do we put up with this crap? Like, what in the hell, man? How about property taxes? You buy something, you pay taxes. You sell something, you pay taxes. You make money, you work, you pay taxes. You own something, you pay taxes. Why do we put up with this? You pay for wars all over the world. You pay for countries all over the world. You pay for foreigners, and then you pay exorbitant taxes just for owning something. Why do we put up with this crap? You are getting robbed. This is for every single American, no matter where you're at on the political spectrum. You are being robbed. And this is why they do all the divide and conquer. This is why they do all the divide and conquer with race. This is why they do all the divide and conquer with religion. This is why they do all the divide and conquer with different political issues. Because it's just like the basic stuff like that, every single American, if they had it properly communicated to them, if every single American had this reach their consciousness, this basic robbery of your money, This concept, you are a slave. They will be pissed off. They will unite politically. And then you can deal with all the other stuff. You, the amount that you pay in taxes, we should maybe be paying, I'll be generous. 10% of what we pay in taxes is what we should be paying. That's generous. 10%. That's why I get so sick of, I hear all this stuff, oh, we're going to put money back into your pocket, and we're going to start this newborn child deal, and we're going to have new tax credits, and all this stuff. It's like, no. Stop taxing me. Don't put money back into my pocket. Stop taking money out of my pocket. It's like the basic, it's the most simple fix to everything. Stop taxing us. Leave us alone. Think about the mafia nature. Think about the gangster nature. Somebody knocks on your door of the home that you supposedly own. Of course, you can't afford it because the banks have rigged everything. The giant real estate brokers, they've rigged everything. So really, you don't even own the home, but you got your mortgage. So you get treated like you own it. You pay the property taxes like you own it, but really you don't. I mean, so it's just, you just get raped from every angle. It's like, is there a new hole I can rape this American citizen in? So they knock on your door. It's like, oh, do you are you the homeowner here? Oh, yes, I am the homeowner. Oh, okay. Well, you're going to have to pay us some money for owning this home. What? Yeah. Yeah, you owe us money for owning a home. Hmm. Of course, they can take the home whenever they want. Is that your car? What other property you got in there? How much money did you make this month? Excuse me. Do you have any assets in there? Do you have any stocks? Do you have any collectibles? We need to start tap. We're going to need to come in here and just tax everything, actually. Yeah. That's what we're going to have to do. This is ridiculous. You owe us some money. That's the nature of your gangster government. But then you're bad. You can't even deport an illegal alien. It's just such a joke, man. The system is such a joke. Oh, boy. It's too bad, man. Trump could have been the all-time legend. I mean, the all-time legend, he could have been it. And he's just going to let the system continue. Whatever, it's better than Kamala. But it's just, you know, we're still just getting raped. We're still just getting crushed by our government. Only 10 migrants crossed through Panama's Darien Gap last month. Well, I guess June, so last month as of July. So it just shows you it was all a policy. It was a facilitated invasion. The Biden administration ran the whole thing. Put these bastards in prison, man. Why is Alejandro Mayorkas not in an orange jumpsuit? This is ridiculous. Biggest traitor in the history of this country is Alejandro Mayorkas. The guy ran an invasion into this country. Benedict Arnold? Pff. Benedict Arnold, that's small potatoes compared to what Mayorkas did. Imagine if Benedict Arnold could have snuck in 500,000 British soldiers into the back lines of the Revolutionary Army. That's Mayorkas. But he walks free. He's cool. He's good. Meet Guillermo Reyes, an illegal alien who was granted a restraining order in California preventing him from being arrested by ICE. 2 weeks later, he was arrested for committing multiple crimes, including stealing a car with a baby inside. Nice. Absolute scum. Absolute scum. ICE arrests a legal immigrant who was released despite charges of sex crimes against children. Another one. Another one. Sex crimes against children. You know, there is one way to make sure somebody that commits a sex crime against a child doesn't reoffend. There is one way for sure, like guaranteed to work. 100% success rate. I promise you they will never reoffend again. Yeah. We all know. Representative Tim Burchett has even proposed legislation to make sure of it. Toddler snatching schizophrenic had 43 prior charges in Virginia, was released without bail and then stole a car. It's just crazy. It's just absolutely insane. Look at this. Somali's, man. What in the hell? Islamic Center writes community support letter for Somali immigrant convicted of raping a 12-year-old. The Islamic Center, Al-Ihsan Islamic Center in St. Paul, Minnesota, writes a letter, a community support letter for this guy who's facing 12 years for raping a 12-year-old girl in Minneapolis. Good God. We got problems, man. You know? This whole open border, refugee, asylum, multiculturalism, diversity. I think it's fair to say it's been a disaster. I think it's fair to say that it should probably be at least tried a new policy of immigration. And as we kind of watch this stuff play out, we get a better idea. Like, there was the big debate over the HB1 visas, and there were some other proposals with that. But it's like, it's kind of reaching this point where we really have to stop immigration. I mean, really, we do. We have to go to zero immigrants. Zero. And I would say that if you do want to come into the country, and if you do want to become an immigrant here, which we genuinely support, but it's like you have to prove value. You have to prove value. You have to come here and prove that you have value, you have a purpose, you have a track record, you're coming here as a doctor, you're coming here as an engineer, you're coming here as whatever it is. And then you can be on the path to immigration. But if you come here as an asylum seeker, a refugee, or you're just an immigrant from Somalia, you rape a 12-year-old, it's like, we can't do this anymore, man. We can't do this anymore. We're done. We only want people that are going to produce. We only want people that are going to be American, proud to be an American. We want people that will ditch their foreign country, renounce their foreign country, embrace our culture. It's just ridiculous. How many kids have to be raped? How many women have to get murdered until we realize, yeah, you know what? We need new immigration standards, and they need to be very, very high. And if you're going to come to this country, you're going to have to prove yourself with a track record, and then you're going to have to work and prove yourself again while you're here, and then you can become an immigrant and you can become a citizen. But it's like bringing in tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Somalis. And then they just turn wherever they move into to little Somalia. And then they say, oh, well, yeah, he raped a 12-year-old girl. You know, take it easy on him, huh? It's disgusting. But that's what we deal with. That's what we get. And then you try to deport the worst of the worst. And the Democrats stand up and get in your way and tell you you can't do that. That's how that goes. All right, I do want to take some calls, so let me open up the phone lines here and then just try to pile drive through the rest of this stuff. Let's put the number on the screen. Whatever we've covered today is fair game. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Number is on the screen. Give us a call. Chuck Schumer had some protesters at his office. Guys, let me see clip 11.
And happening live, protesters from the Jewish Voice for Peace are right now protesting against the war in Gaza. This is the building where the protest is taking place. It houses Manhattan offices, we are told, for both New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, who voted for recent arms sales to Israel against an initiative by Senator Sanders to block the sales. We are told that has been some arrests in the past few minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, they got arrested.
This is happening live right here in New York City. And Senator Kennedy, I'd like to get your thoughts and your reaction to what we're watching.
They got arrested.
Number one.
All right. That's good, guys. It's about a dozen or so Jews for Gaza or whatever the official group is. And they got arrested. How do you explain that? This is, it's just insane, man. Well, actually, I know how to explain it. It's true. The greatest crime you can commit is anti-Semitism, folks. It is the number one crime you can commit. It's the worst thing you can do is commit an act of anti-Semitism. Even just protesting against war, that's anti-Semitic. Being against war is anti-Semitic. Not wanting to see dead babies in Gaza is anti-Semitic. And so if that's what you want, you're going to get arrested because that's a serious crime. Very serious stuff. And the DOJ is going to get all over it. You know, the other stuff like mortgage fraud and false swattings and stolen elections and treason and all that, the DOJ getting to that, maybe not. But anti-Semites, you're done. You're done. We're coming for you. You don't like the devastation and the death and the dead children in Gaza, you anti-Semite scum. Coming for you. You think you can peacefully protest in the streets against Israel? Think again, bud. This is America. We don't tolerate anti-Semites. Yeah. That's the move. By the way, West Point under Biden was removing its crest from Bibles. What is this? Listen to this in clip 13 from Judicial Watch.
Senator, we just exposed how they removed the crest from the Bible. They took steps under Trump to fix it, and now the Secretary of Army has said, look, it's official. It's not. It's going to be on the Bible, the crest of West Point. I just can't believe we're talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, how fixated on leftist obsessions do you have to be in order to remove the name of your school from the Bible in your own chapel up there in West Point?
Pretty wild stuff, but it's the anti-Christian bigotry. Nobody ever addresses that. This came out of the New York Post today from Ben Cost. I wonder what Ben Cost is all about. Shroud of Turin didn't wrap Jesus' crucified body. It was just art. Now, I'm not a big Shroud of Turin guy, but the most recent development was it basically proved that it was the real deal and that it showed Jesus' face. Call it a miracle, call it science. But like that was the most recent thing was, oh no, wow, this actually is real. And even they had doubters. They had like nihilist and atheist doubters that they said, okay, you study this and you find out. And they said, wow, this is like a miracle. This must be something. Oh, but now the New York Post says, nope, just art. It's fake. It's more anti-Christian bigotry. They just can't help themselves. By the way, Brad Garrett, he might be arrested soon. The Emmy-winning actor, famous from Everybody Loves Raymond and other TV and movies. Brad Garrett's Instagram feed is full of anti-Israel posts, so send in the DOJ. Brad Garrett must be stopped. He is he's a criminal now because he doesn't support Israel. It's the biggest crime you can commit in this country now. By the way, speaking of the Somalis, we just brought this up. Listen to this deal. Somali gets cut running a scam, and you can see what they do here. This is what the Muslims are doing. They all act locally. I would say because now it's like we have to deal with this now. It's just like now the United States of America, a Christian nation, now we have to deal with the Jews and the Arabs and the Muslims. So it's our problem now too. It's really great, isn't it? Really fun to deal with this. No, the Jews come in and they deal internationally. Like the Jews come in and they deal nationally and internationally and they get like wide umbrella type of power and influence. The Muslims come in and they think locally. So the Muslims come in, they all move into the same building if they can. They'll just fill up an entire apartment building. They just fresh out of the third world, fresh out of a hut. And then they all act locally and they create a massive voter block. They vote people in like Ilhan Omar. And then they basically just create little Somalia and they take over all these small town America communities. So they're very local. We're going to take over this local community thing. Well, one Somali decided, he figured this out. He said, oh, I'm going to take advantage of this and I'm going to run a housing scam on them. Listen to this in clip 14.
A new development called Nalosha Lakeville was supposed to look like this, but in reality, it still looks like this. I'm investigative reporter Eric Rasmussen. Now a judge is ordering the developer, Abdulwali Abdullahi, to pay back anyone who put down $25,000 as a pre-reservation fee. In their lawsuit, the attorney general says it adds up to more than $1 million. We found Abdullahi loading up a U-Haul outside the Nalosha offices in Eden Prairie, but he took off before we could talk to him. He later sent me a text saying no comment and asked me to leave. The big question we wanted to ask, will people actually get their money back? Some clients told me they're not holding their breath, but the judge will now hold another hearing to try to sort all of that out. Click on the link in bio for my full report.
So the Somali comes in, and he knows the Somalis are trying to move into this area and take it over politically. So he runs, I guess the allegations are, he runs this housing scam, says he's going to build this giant Muslim development for Somalis, put the $25,000 down payment, we're going to develop it, and then he just takes off with the money and disappears. So we got Somali scamming Somalis now. Somali scamming Somalis in the United States of America. I mean, good Lord, man. Good Lord. Sheesh. Ontario officially cancels $100 million Starlink contract over Elon Musk's ties to Trump. Oh. Good. Good. Nice, nice leadership you got there, Canada. They've also built the new, where did they put that statue up? Was it New York? I guess it's like Obstinate Black Woman or whatever, and it's like a fat black woman, like looking angry. It's like, that's what they want you to be as a black woman. It's like fat and angry. It's like, why would you promote that? It's like, you know, there's plenty of like strong, powerful, healthy, beautiful black women. It's like, no, no, no. We want the image of a fat, angry one. Like, that's what we want to promote. What the hell is that? Well, now they've done it in Ontario. It's virtually the same statue. I mean, what are we doing? You look at art from prior cultures, and it's like a depiction of beauty and health, and it's, you know, healthy men and healthy women and in good shape, and it's depicting some form of like human, like pro-human emotion. Now it's like, no, we're going to make it ugly, we're going to make it fat, we're going to make it angry. That's the world they're trying to build. They don't want to build a world of beauty. They don't want to build a world of peace and beauty and happiness and prosperity and health and depicting like, no, this is human. This is who we were. It's like, we're proud. We're a proud people, and we were happy and healthy and strong and fit, and we expressed love. No, now it's, we're angry. We're fat. We're filled with hate and rage. And we dress like slobs. It's like, that's the new thing they promote now. But you could have some fun and make some money, I guess, if you want to join ICE. ICE entices new recruits with patriotism pitch and pledge of $50,000 signing bonuses. America needs you. Defend the homeland. I'm surprised they're not promoting this stuff as like ultra racist. America needs you to defend the homeland. $50,000 to come deport illegal aliens. No, it's actually good. It needs to be done. They need the help. And it's got to be millions. It's got to be 10 million. Everybody that came in under Biden has to go. Everybody under Biden. And it's going to take a lot of help to do it. So they got the budget now after the big beautiful bill. So now they got to start hiring people, trying to entice them with 50 grand apiece.
All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feeling really great, to fog lifting, to just over the top crying and feel so good. Cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr.'s loves it. We've got the strongest ultra methylene blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended, I forgot to do this. Don't forget when he's on Owen to tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. So stir it, go ahead and take a half dropper or so, that's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're going to find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people, it hits within about 30 minutes. It starts peaking after a couple hours. But just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're going to tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now? Now that you have your energy spike.
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was.
Well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
Several weeks later.
You just saw an ad for Methylene Blue. You were here a few weeks ago, and I do this with every guest, more than 50 of them now. Every person has had clarity, energy, a fog lift is the most common. But what's really good is the long-term effects for your stamina, your energy, your libido, your how hard you can work out. It's amazing. So I had forgotten when he was coming in, we gave him a bottle because he loved it.
Almost gone.
I had forgotten to ask you if you listened to it long-term. So just briefly, tell people the short-term effect, and then now a few weeks later, the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some Methylene Blue about a half hour before, and it just gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
We'll give you some. How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I'll take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Something like that. Give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support at theallstarsword.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, now 4 or 5 months ago, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know. I was like lifting way more, going way harder. And then I got really exhausted after about a week because the same thing happened to Rob Dew, who's a great long-distance, bike rider. So he's quite the athlete. He said he was biking so hard up hills and stuff that he actually had to pull over because, his heart was going crazy. I mean, this stuff's wild.
Yeah, it's good. I like it better than doing like a five-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
It's not a stimulant. It just skips the oxidization process somehow.
So I've been using it while I'm out there doing search and rescue. That's why I'm almost out.
You're saying you love it for working out. Has it gotten better over time, or what long-term thing have you felt, or if nothing?
Well, I think the main thing is it gives me a better workout, and that has good results over time. Yeah, for sure.
That's what I found without even knowing.
Yeah.
And then O'Keefe's like, it made my vision better, and Rob Dew goes, we have a bunch of callers already saying that. Did you see these studies about it, like curing glaucoma? And I'm not going to say we're not selling this a drug. I'm not saying it's going to do that. I'm like, God, this stuff's crazy. No, they don't want you to know about it. It's like ivermectin.
Right, exactly. Old school stuff.
But you can't take it if you're on SSRIs. And folks, it's so strong. Talk to your doctor first because it's not a game. Ours is really strong. If you'll just try it, you'll be hooked. And we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Classic rock, bunch of Sydney Sweeney shoot guns. We're going to go into the weekend hot. By the way, Erica Donalds, wife of Byron Donalds, soon to be the First Lady of Florida. 1 in 5 U.S. children and teens are living with obesity. That is wild. And she's part of the MAHA coalition here. And helping with the presidential fitness test. Yeah, that is insane. That is insane. 20% of U.S. children aged 2 to 19 are considered obese. My God. And a lot of that is the diet, no doubt. But how much of that is also the lack of activity? You know, kids are a lot more stationary these days. Got to get them outside, you know, got to get them outside, take them to the park, make sure they get involved in sports, learn how to swim at a young age, gymnastics, whatever. You got to be active too. So it's diet, it's lack of exercise, but yeah, this needs to be addressed. That is bad. That is bad. All right. We're going to take calls. We're going to hit the rest of the headlines. Final segment here of the InfoWars War Room today. For the week, remember, for our VIPs, we're doing an appreciation sale right now at thealexjonesstore.com for VIP members only. Buy one, get one free all health supplements. Buy one, get one free all apparel. You can join. You can take advantage of this sale by becoming a VIP right now at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. That's right. Register today. Get access to this sale and enjoy all the benefits that come along with it. Learn more at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. We got some first-time callers on the line here. How about Ryan in Idaho? Let's go to Ryan out of the gates. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I've called the Jones a few times and never called to your show. I do want to plug a little bit because I am a VIP member, just as you said. And I take the Ultimate Human, Methylene Blue, the Shift Legit. Am I allowed to say that?
Shilajit. It's a tough one, but yeah. you did it.
Yeah, but Chase said that one time. Anyway, so it's awesome, dude. I've been doing it for like probably 3 or 4 months now, and dude, I'm telling you, I feel fantastic. It's great. You know, good stuff. Anyways, so the reason I wanted to call is because I wanted to ask you what your opinion was on the future of Trump, right? Like, we're, I agree with what you say completely. And, you know, I'm looking at it like, okay, if Trump is really fumbling as bad as he is, because that's how I see it, what's the future?
Yeah, let me ask that. Do you mind first? Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 40.
Okay, I only ask that to try to... Because you know, I'm leaning more into the generational stuff as more of a political analysis than anything. So I just kind of wanted to understand where you were coming from on that. But now let me answer the question. I guess I would start it off. I would frame it like this: we're still in the first quarter, okay? We're still in the first quarter of this administration, and so obviously there's still a lot of time on the clock, and anything can happen before he leaves office. And I anticipate things we can't even predict will happen before he leaves office, good or bad. I don't know. But we're still just in the beginning of this deal. Now, as far as us, you know, thinking this is what we're going to get, you know, that's kind of where we're running into the issues is I'm losing faith that we're going to get the stuff that we wanted to get, to just put it simply, drain the swamp, let's say. I'm not anticipating any deep state arrest. I hope I'm wrong. Believe me, I'm not a guy that likes to be wrong. I'm a guy that really likes to be right. So for me to come out and say that is like, I mean, you know, I don't like saying that, but I will hope I'm wrong, but I'm not anticipating that. You know, getting major tax cuts, you know, Trump comes out and says the economy is doing so great. It's just not. It's better than it was. Inflation is cooled, and maybe we haven't seen the best of it yet, but the grocery bills are still way up. Gas prices are down, but not where they need to be. So it's just, you know, we're getting more wars, more involved in the Middle East, more involved in Ukraine. So it's just like we're, at least so far, we're not getting anything that we wanted. And that's just the way it is. Now, as far as the future is concerned, all of this will result in two phases. If the trend continues at the pace that it's at with the results that we're getting or not getting, there will be two results. The Democrats will regain power. Maybe short, maybe long, but they will regain power, probably win in midterms, take the House, and then maybe, depending on what happens in the second half of Trump's administration, win the White House. But that might be still a little too far off. But right now you're trending Democrats take the House, and then they'll do anything they can to impeach Trump or whatever else they can do. Now, what will happen after this phase, the right wing will become more hardcore than ever before. All the stuff that they've been saying about the right wing for the last, I don't know, 8 years, let's say, all of it will actually end up coming true. You will actually become a new right wing will be actually really strong nationalists, really strong racial identitarians. I mean, it's like that's what's going to result from this. And so you could argue that maybe that'll be a good shift in the right because you might actually start to get results. You might actually have people that want to get in there and not just play politics, but deliver results for the country. But I'd say those are the two phases. The left will get back power, and then the right will become more hardcore. I mean, the new generational right is going to sound more like me, think more like me, than they would somebody like Mike Huckabee, let's just say for an example, who I think is a good guy. But like, let's say Mike Huckabee is kind of like the standard for the older generation conservative, you know, and Owen Schroyer will be the standard for the new generational conservative. So that's my answer. I think it comes in two phases. It'll be ups and downs, but I think we all have the same vision. And I thank you for the call, Ryan. I think we all have the same vision. We all see it. It's very clear. We know what needs to be done. We hope Trump would do it. We hope we could get Trump in and do it, but it looks like we're not going to get it. So we're going to get a lot. We're going to get some of it. All right. We'll get maybe 10, maybe 20 at a high range. But no, the next time the right gets into power and has the Senate and the House and the White House, this is what will happen. You will get Doge cuts. You will get a trillion in Doge cuts. You will cut every single penny from foreign aid, every single penny. And yes, that includes Israel. You will get a strong border and you will get deportations that Trump is delivering on, I would say, so far. You will get real tax cuts. You will get a real consequential, in a good way, shrinking of the federal government. So it might even, you could even argue Trump not delivering on these things will end up being better because it's only going to make the right wing that much more, let's call it what it is, extreme. That'll be what it is. Because we'll look at Trump and we'll say, they claimed he was all of this stuff and we wanted to get all the stuff from him and then he ended up really just kind of being politics as usual. And so the right wing will say, we're not doing that anymore. You're going to get in there and you're going to do Doge cuts. You're going to cut all foreign aid. You're going to stop all the foreign wars. You're going to really cut the taxes. You're going to cut all the, you're going to audit the Fed. You're going to audit the gold reserves. Like, you're actually going to get all the stuff that should have been done if Trump doesn't do it, is how I see it. Let's go to another first time caller. Thomas in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, hi.
Oh, you got me. Hey, Owen. This is Harry Thomas here, Bonita Springs, Florida. First time caller. I'm impressed that I got on. I never got on with Alex or with you. First of all, I want to give you a big shout out. I love your show more than Alex. I'm sorry. I love the way you say things. You speak out of my... I mean, like, the way you talk is everything I'm thinking. I came from Germany 30 years ago. With a green card, I'm a U.S. citizen since 2003, and I'm really worried about this country. And I feel betrayed by Donald Trump. I voted for him 3 times. I was a Democrat in 2016. I hated Hillary. I voted for Trump. I voted for Trump again in 2020, became also a GOP. Then when Mike Pence certified the fraud, I left the GOP, but I still voted for Trump in 2024. And now he's like making a turnover on 180. I'm very disappointed.
Well, like I said, it's still the first quarter, and I want to think that Trump can redeem himself in our eyes. I'm not going to sell you a bunch of hope that I can't promise you. But you're not alone. You know, you're certainly not alone. I'm curious about people's age. But really, you know, just in my social circles, most of the people that were the first on board with Trump, like myself. Most of those people are extremely disenfranchised and pissed.
62.
I'm sorry?
62, man. I'm 62 years old. I'm 62. I came over when I was 32. I'm now 62. I'm a father of 2 daughters, 1 son, and 7 grandkids. And I'm really worried about this country.
Well, I'll tell you what. You're in the right state right now. I'll tell you that. And I think DeSantis is a great governor. I think Byron Donalds will be a great governor for you guys, too. So at least you got that going for you.
He came came to my door, Brian O'Donnell. He was asking for my vote when he was running for Congress. I know him.
Wonderful.
I love him.
He's great. He's really great. And yeah. I think maybe someday he could become president.
I know. I'm telling you, I hope for this country, Berlin, Germany, it's a shithole. It's everything what happened, I have no filter. Everything what happened in Europe and my old country, my old fatherland, it's now planning to become in this country 4 years of Biden with the open borders. The same actors like Soros, the World Economic Forum, the Bilderberg Group,
yeah.
I've been in the rabbit hole, I know. If you don't stop this country will be lost.
Well, I'll tell you what. One guy trying to stop it. Thank you for the call, Thomas. One guy trying to stop it is Tim Burchett. He's formally requested George Soros and his crony, Leonard Bernardo. That was the guy that wrote the Hillary Clinton email or the Hillary Clinton note that got declassified recently that they had for years. They just declassified it. Burchett wants Soros and Bernardo drug in front of Congress to testify. And he's signed an official under the letterhead of his congressional office, an official request. So Burchett is on top of it. By the way, Burchett just got kicked by a horse. So the guy just got kicked by a horse, and he's still going after the deep state. I love Tim Burchett. He's one of the good ones. And speaking of Florida, DeSantis made today, August 1st, official Hulk Hogan Day. How about that? So if you're in Florida, it is the first official Hulk Hogan Day in Florida. So celebrate that, brother. I like that. All right, a couple new callers. Let's go to a regular caller now. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, happy Friday.
Yes, same to you.
Whatever happened to Darren Beatty at Revolver News and the whole...
He got a job in the White House now.
Yeah, he's working at the Peace Center or whatever it is. He's taken over that Peace Center thing. It was a disaster. But I'm just saying, he had the pipe bomber nailed to the wall. I mean, he knew he was in the Air Force. He knew he went on the subway to Alexandria, Virginia. There must be 500 people at the FBI and 50 people at the Department of Justice that know who the pipe bomber is, but they're ordered not to tell Pam Bondi and Cash and Dan Bongino who the guy is. I mean, the statute of limitations is running out. We're not in the first quarter. We're in the fourth quarter.
Well, okay, maybe on this specific issue, but you know what? It's actually so good that you bring this up, because it's not to sit here and obsess over one issue, but it's to use one issue as an example and then say, this is like, you know, this is the trendsetter. Folks, the January 6th pipe bomber, in fact, it was actually Rob Dew who he said this. I'm stealing his quote. He said, so we can fly a stealth airplane across the planet and drop four bombs into a 2-foot hole, but we can't find out who the January 6th pipe bomber was. So, of course, the point is that obviously we can, and obviously they do know, and they're not telling us, or they hadn't told us before. But see, now you get into the trends of this administration. If they're not even going to deliver us the January 6th pipe bomber, which Dan Bongino talked about, Cash Patel talked about, I think both of them even talked to Darren Beatty about it. It's like, if you're not even going to deliver us this, then what are we doing here? Like, what are we even doing?
Yeah, it's just hard to understand how they came out with the false story about the metadata being corrupted on his phone, which that turned out to be a falsehood, and they still haven't come back. But Darren Beatty should be, you know, he could do more than one thing at one time. I'm just saying, we ought to check in with him. What's the story?
Well, I think Darren is a great reporter and a great guy, you know, and maybe sometimes when they want something buried, they bring in the lead investigator to work in government, and then all of a sudden he's not talking about it anymore, you know?
Well, I that may be what happened, but that would be a story in and of itself, wouldn't it? I mean, like I said, we're running out of time on this. They're going to say the statute of limitations is run and they can't get a conviction in D.C. and act like, but I'm just saying, if they could convict him, then anybody that was in voir dire on a jury in D.C. would have to be asked the question, do you understand that the January 6th bomber conviction makes it clear that that was an entrapment case, all those January 6th people were entrapped?
Well, again, it's not even to focus on one thing. It's just you use that and you say, look at where this goes, and you can see where everything else is going. But, I mean, it's not just that, and thank you for the call, Jefferson. It's not just that. I mean, the January 6th committee committed crimes. They deleted evidence. Well, and the administration turned over. They committed a crime. Nancy Pelosi, Muriel Bowser, they all stood down on January 6th. Then they lied about Trump and tried to set him up and set us up, and they arrested a bunch of them. It's like, that's a massive crime, and nobody's being arrested for it. And even the easy one, the guy that put the bombs out, and they can't even give us that. Let's go to Chris in California. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I want to say I really think you've come into your own on I really like your broadcast. I think I listen to you more than Alice now. So
you guys are going
to
get me in trouble today.
Great job. Well, it's true. You really have. So anyway, hey, you were talking about Trump and crypto. I'm 52. I know nothing about crypto. I had no idea Trump was going to do. I thought he was into the dollar, oil, all this stuff. And now it seems like our whole world is upside down. I don't even know who Trump is anymore. And when you started talking about crypto, he's making all this money. I was like, I've been trying to get into it a little bit, and I thought maybe I'd call you up and see what you're doing, if you're keeping crypto, if you think anything's worth trying or
saving. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't like talking about that. I don't like any semblance of what might be perceived as financial advice, so I just don't go there, and I don't like talking about what I do because, again, it might be perceived as financial advice. So I would just say I don't even know. I mean, there's no doubt it's trendy. I would just say if you're thinking about, trying to diversify, I mean, the only thing I would say that I think is just solid no matter what, because I could sit here and talk about stocks and talk about crypto. It's just I don't like – it's perceived as financial advice, and I don't want somebody to make a decision based off what I say and then, have it haunt them. So I'm just not going to do that. The only thing I think is just solid advice all the time is just try to get into the asset column, I think, more than anything, whatever that means to you, just owning land, owning a house, just get it, owning a business, something that puts you in the asset column that you can have actual stable wealth in. I don't know. I don't know if you would consider that crypto or stocks, but there's no doubt people have made a ton of money with this recent crypto boom. It's probably going to keep going up. And there's no doubt the stock market keeps going up, and a lot of people in the know see where this stuff is going with Trump have probably done pretty well in it as well. I mean, I would just say this. I won't completely dodge your question. I'll just put it like this, Chris. Tech and AI, anything tied into tech and AI right now in the stock market is like a pretty solid choice. Crypto, I don't know. It's like hit or miss. It's like you could get like 100x on like a meme coin, or you could go all in and then get rug pulled. So I don't know. It's crazy. The Bitcoin people are obsessed with it, but a lot of them ended up going under too. So I don't know. I'm not going to go there right now because I like Don Jr. I like Eric Trump actually a lot. But I mean, they're making tons of money right now on the crypto stuff. I mean, they're building their infrastructure for like the permanent deal that Trump is signing it over to right now. So whatever. I mean, hey, good for them if it benefits everybody. But it's like clearly it was all about the big, beautiful bill, and that's why they were pushing it so much. All right. Thank you for the call. By the way, they've come out with a new robot here. The F2 humanoid robot, it operates totally independently of any connection. So it's cleaning laundry now. So we've got robots that can act without anybody controlling them, and they're starting to do house chores. And here's this one with the kiddos right there. Ah, man. I'm like, part of me likes this because I do my own laundry, and I get sick of it. But then another part of me is like, I don't want to go into this world, man. I don't. I'm not ready. I'm not ready for the robot takeover. I don't want to deal with it. I struggle just to defeat retard liberals. Imagine when a damn robot is trying to take it over. So, yeah, there you go. Well, cooks my breakfast, does my laundry. That won't be all it does if we decide we're going to go there. Gross. By the way, Harvard scientists believe an interstellar comet could be an alien craft. We have to put all possibilities on the table. Warning, it could be hostile. Remember this one? It could strike Earth. They try to do these scares to us all the time. It's we're so numb to it now because there's never been any deliverance. It's like the real secrets are like ancient civilization. That's the real secrets. The pyramids, the megaliths in Peru and all this other stuff. The connection of these different civilizations and the technology, however it was built, like that's the real, like you want to call it aliens, but like that's the real big stuff. That's the stuff where the human interest should be. That's why they're trying to cover up Göbekli Tepe right now. I think that's in Turkey because it disproves evolution. It blows the entire official timeline of humanity on this planet out of the water. So it's like, that's the real stuff. But, oh, no, there's something like 2 billion light years away that might be a spaceship. Look out. Could be hostile. So they just distract you with this. But they showed us videos of UFOs. They say there's UFOs. They have congressional hearings on UFOs. And it's just like nothing. They don't ever give us anything, so nobody cares anymore. Radioactive wasp nest found at American Cold War era nuclear bomb site. So they found this radioactive wasp nest, but you know what they didn't find? The wasps. There could be radioactive wasps flying around now in South Carolina. Look out. If you see a wasp glowing, careful. Could be radioactive. By the way, some of them look radioactive, like the, I think it's the like the blue mud wasp or something, or the blue mud hornet. Looks radioactive, but it's actually friendly. Eats spiders and stuff. If you have one, you should keep it. By the way, they are now putting radioactive isotopes in rhinoceros horns to stop poachers. Just a weird story. Hey, if you get pulled over this weekend and you're doing the unthinkable, drinking and driving, you might have a good excuse. The canned cocktail maker High Noon is warning customers that some of its vodka seltzers were accidentally labeled as Celsius energy drinks. So they put the vodka drink and then the Celsius energy drink cover on it. Have you been drinking tonight, sir? I just had a couple Celsius, officer. So, obviously, that's a disaster, and they're trying to tell everybody they've sent these Celsius drinks to that just dump them all. Yikes. One of the world's biggest earthquakes wasn't followed by a monster tsunami, and they're saying, well, what gives? Mystery over what happened to Russian nuclear submarine base near mega quake epicenter. So they think maybe it wasn't an earthquake. That's weird. All right. Well, we took a couple calls. We almost got through all the news. We did all right. It was a tough challenge, but we did pretty good. Big ups to the crew. Thanks to the audience for tuning in. Remember to shop at thealexjonesstore.com to keep us on the air. And have a great weekend.
Historians have pointed it out for thousands of years. Most people, when history is happening right in front of them, don't realize it until later. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has changed the world. You are the InfoWar. You're the eyes and ears. You're the reason we're on the air. You're the reason we're having so much success. And the bad guys hate InfoWars above all other independent populist media. So if you want to keep us on the air and take part in history, we have a limited edition, murdered out InfoWars fundraiser shirt, black on black, at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you can get all the other apparel for way lower prices. We've got a big deal going right now where you buy one, you get one free if you're a VIP. That's incredible for the supplements as well. But with this shirt, we've marked it up a bit for those of you that really want to support the InfoWar and get this limited edition shirt. So get your InfoWars limited edition murdered out shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is a limited edition. Thanks for your support and thanks for being part of history.
Ultimate Fish Oil is not just a supplement, but a statement.
Morning. Morning.
Not only can Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com help your heart, mind, and joints, but it keeps InfoWars on the air.
Morning. Morning.
Your heart is the engine of your life, and Ultimate Fish Oil is the premium fuel it craves.
Morning. 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 Morning.
Ultimate Fish Oil is your cognitive clarity captain. The DHA in this formula is a foundational stone for brain health. Ultimate Fish Oil is your joint health general. The soothing reduction in inflammation ensures you'll feel invincible in the InfoWar. InfoWars has never wavered from its mission, and with Ultimate Fish Oil, neither will you. Step up to the plate, nourish your body, and nourish the fight for a future where the New World Order is defeated. Get it now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.